today is Tuesday, and I usually do a healthy eating segment on Tuesday, but I think I'm going to have to rename the healthy eating segment to the healthy living segment, because the more I research on the terrible things that they're putting in our food, I find more and more about chemicals and things that they're putting in everyday products that could be harmful to us. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about what goes into the shampoos and the body washes. And these may seem to a lot of people to be harmful chemicals, but you think about the fact that when you shampoo or when you wash your body, you're taking a shower, and the hot water of the shower opens up the pores of your skin, and all of the things in the soap and the other products that you use in the shower are absorbed into your skin. And so today I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the chemicals that are put in our shampoos and conditioners and body washes that can be harmful to our health. The first chemical that I want to tell you about is sodium lauryl sulfate. It is the ingredient that produces all of that foam and lather when you shampoo your hair, and it's also the ingredient that's used in car washes and garages as a degreasing agent. It acts as a penetration enhancer. It allows other potentially toxic ingredients to slip into your bloodstream. Sodium lauryl sulfate has been linked to irritation of the skin and eyes, organ toxicity, development and reproductive toxicity, neurotoxicity, endocrine disruption, possible mutation, and cancer. If you visit the sodium lauryl sulfate page on the Environmental Working Group's website, and that is a nonprofit public interest research group, they make connections between chemical exposure and adverse health conditions, you'll see a very long list of health concerns and associated research studies. In fact, you'll see their mention of nearly 16,000 studies that have been done on the toxicity of sodium lauryl sulfate, that sudsing agent that's put in your shampoo. Another chemical in our body washes and shampoos is dioxane. The Medical Journal's 2007 review of mammary carcinogens, dioxane was identified as one of the 216 chemicals which was linked to breast cancer in rodents. Now, this is not anything new. Its connection to carcinogens was first reported in 1965 and confirmed in 1978. Even back in 1985, the FDA recognized these dangers and requested that manufacturers voluntarily limit dioxane levels in cosmetic and personal care products to 10 parts per million, but that has not happened. In fact, the Los Angeles Times staff writer Marla Cohn in February of 2007 reported that all 18 personal care products for both adults and children that she had tested by an independent laboratory were contaminated with high levels of dioxane. We've been told for some time now to avoid MSG, that's monosodium glutamate, in our food, right? After all, many people experience symptoms like headaches, dizziness, and stomach discomfort after consuming MSG-containing products. And according to the FDA, MSG side effects include numbness, burning sensations, tingling, facial pressure, headaches, nausea, drowsiness, and weakness, among other problems. But did you know that it's also more than likely in your shampoo? Often secretly hidden and referred to as amino acids, yeast extract, NIAD, glutamic acid, or glutamates. So the MSG in your shampoo can be absorbed in your skin and be just as harmful as when it is put in your food. Another toxic ingredient in our shampoos is propylene glycol. This active ingredient is found in engine coolants and antifreeze, airplane de-icers, tire sealants, rubber cleaners, polyurethane cushions, paints, adhesives, enamels, and varnishes, and in many products as a solvent or a surfactant. And guess what? Despite the fact that the material safety data sheet warns users to avoid skin contact with propylene glycol because it's a strong skin irritant and also can cause liver abnormalities and kidney damage, they put it in shampoos. I don't understand why we're being exposed to all of these things that are so toxic and so dangerous to us when we don't have to. And in order to avoid a lot of these chemicals that are in body washes and shampoos, we have started using homemade shampoo. This segment is going to be put on the Simple Lifestyle page of our website. And if you look under homemade shampoo, you'll find this segment and a recipe for making your own shampoo. We have been using homemade shampoo for months. And even when I was researching how to make homemade shampoo, I found all kinds of recipes on the internet. So there are alternatives out there to exposing yourself to all of these chemicals that manufacturers are putting in your shampoos and body washes. The best lifestyle is a simple lifestyle that doesn't just involve eating healthy, but using healthy products on your hair, on your body, that you clean your house with, because the fumes from those chemicals are breathed and it can't be good for you. So on our simple lifestyle page, we're going to include recipes for a lot of different products that you can use without using harmful chemicals, and you'll find the simple lifestyle page on our website, www.ritterfarms.com.